this week. It comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, and then we'll drop down to the story of the lost son in verse 11. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often come to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and the teacher of religious law complain that he was associating with such despicable people, even eating with them. Verse 11, the story of the lost son. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told him a story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now instead of waiting until you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between two sons. A few days later, this younger son packed up all of his belongings and took a trip to a distant land, and there he wasted all of his money on wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him to feed his pigs. The boy became so hungry that even the pods that he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired men have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and I will say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me as a hired hand.'" So he returned home to the father, and while he was still a long distance away, his father saw him coming. Filled with the love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on them. Get a ring on his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf that we have been fattening in the pen. We must celebrate a feast, for this son of mine was dead and now returned to life. He was lost, but now he was found." So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. And when he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house. And he asked one of the servants, "What was going on?" "Oh, your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the calf that we're fattening and has prepared a great feast. We are celebrating because of his safe return." The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I've worked hard for you and never once refused to do a single thing that you told me to do. And all of that time you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yes, when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money in prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the finest calf we have." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you and I are very close, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has now come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found." Wow, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. It sounds a little bit like resentment, doesn't it? Have you ever experienced resentment? But I think as we look at the older brother in this story, he pictures himself as a paragon of righteousness and responsibility. He relishes his role as the good son, yet the hardness of his heart revealed in him reaction to his wayward brother's return. When his father orders a joyous party, the older brother's resentment just boils over. And in this parable, Jesus pointing out that the Pharisees' resentment over sinners repenting and being welcomed into God's kingdom, an unwillingness to forgive, is evidence that one's heart is consumed by pride and selfishness. So the message is for all of us is this: ask God to forgive. To forgive you for any resentments and open your heart to love, even to those who don't deserve it. Well, one of Ralphie's things says, well, you know, we got to love one another. That's a commandment. But you don't have to go fishing with them. But you got to love them. So we can agree to disagree on whatever sets between us, but we can still love. Amen. Have a blessed day.